Good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Tainus Daf Tes Zayin. We left off on Daf Tes Vav Amid Beis. We're about 8 lines from the end of the page. Uberosh Hanasi are the last words on the line. That's what we're up to. At the two dots, today's share is sponsored by Dr. David Lander, in honor of his wife and children. And the Zoom conked out already. It's also sponsored by Friends of the Beach Minyan, Lizchus Rufu Shlema, for Aryeh David Alevi, Ben Yehudas Shira. Also sponsored by Robert Fagan, in memory of Brindle Bas David Nachum, her Neshama Shavan Aliyah. And it's also sponsored in honor of David Rosenberg's 50th birthday by his wife and children. Happy birthday. And we thank all of the sponsors very, very much for the sponsorship. So again, we're holding on the bottom of Daf Tes Vav Amud Beis, and the Gemara is going to discuss about why it is that some of the people that would put ashes on their head on the day of the Tainus would put ashes on their own head, and other people would put ashes on other people's, other people put ashes on their head. The Gemara is also going to discuss why it is the order of who put ashes on their head first. Then the Gemara is going to have 6 questions about the details of the tefillah procedure of the Mishnah, that the tefillos of the Tainus, and the Gemara is going to discuss who leads the tefillos. It's going to explain the tshuva of Anshei Ninveh, and then we're going to have 10 different qualifications to be a shaliach tzibur on a tainus, including a person's home being empty from averos and not having a bad reputation when he was young. And then on Amud Beis, the Gemara is going to tell us that there are only 6 extra brachos, but there are 7 elongated brachos because of Ga'al Yisrael is also one of the long brachos, meaning the Mishnah said that we add 6 brachos into Shemona Esrei, and then it told us how we conclude 7 different brachos. So the Gemara is going to explain, 6 of the brachos are extra, but one of the regular brachos is made a little bit longer in honor of the Tainus. And then the Gemara is going to discuss how they did not answer Amen in the Mikdash. They only answered Baruch Shem Kavod Malchuso Li'olam Va'ed rather than Amen in the Mikdash. Let me see if I can try to get back on the Zoom. I feel a little bit bad. I'll try to do both at the same time. So so we're going to pick up again from Tes Vav Amud Beis toward the bottom of the page. No, let me give it one more shot. Sorry. I don't think it's a connection issue. I think it's a Zoom issue. See if anyone's still on. Okay. I think we're back. Okay, we'll see who stayed on. All right, a few people still stayed on. Okay, so let's pick up again at the bottom of the page on Daf Tes Vav Amud Beis, about 10 lines, 8 to 10 lines from the end of the page. Uberosh Hanasi. So says the Gemara, V'hadu Tani Kalecha V'echad Berosho. First it says they would put on the Rosh of the Abbezin and the Nasi, and then it says everyone will put on their own head. Say, any Vaha, what is the Girsa change it to on the side? Vaha Tanya, doesn't the Brisa tell us? Rebbe Omer, Begdulo Maschilim Binagadol, Ubeklala Maschilim Binakatan, that when it comes to matters of prestige, you always start with the Gadol, you always start with the most prestigious person. And when it comes to matters of klala, when it comes to matters of a curse, you start with the lowliest of the people. So over here, it sounds like we're doing the opposite, because over here we start with the nasi before the regular people, and it's klala. We're putting ashes on their heads. This is a terrible thing. And beklala maschilim minakatan, because betchila niskala nachash, first the nachash was cursed, and then v'achar kach niskala chava, v'achar kach niskala adam, and then chava. Then Adam. So you see, we're starting with the lowest and then going up in order of prestige. So says Mara, Ha chashivus l'ditu, darmi luhu atun chashivis l'mbay lan rachmi akuli alma. No, this isn't something that is a lack of chashivus. This is considered a great chashivus. This isn't considered something that's only a klala. It's a chashivus because of what they're doing is they're telling the person that you are worthwhile, you are worthy of davening for the entire tzibur, and that's why your tefilos are a priority for us, because if the tzibur wants to be answered, your tefillos have to come first. Marsha raises the question, Masachas Brachas and Daf Samach Aleph, why does the Gemara bring Rebbe and not learn from the Pesukim themselves that you see that where the Klala begins from the Nachash? Why do we have to quote the Memra of Rebbe who said that when it comes to Klala, we're Maschilim and Akatan? So he says that even though it's Mefurish in the Pesukim, but it could be that it's ein muktam u'mu'uchar. So the Gemara brings the brisa that it's dafka that way, meaning it could be, yeah, the psukim happened to have listed it that way, but it doesn't necessarily mean the psukim dafka listed it that way, because something has to come before something else in the pasuk. So could one might have thought ein muktam u'mu'uchar. So that's why Rebbe has to say there's a limud over here that a dafka listed it in this order. The Marsha is a little bit difficult because the Gemara says in Pesachim that Vavim Beis that be'inyan echad we don't say ein muktam u'uchar, that we don't say that there's ein seder, that ein muktam u'uchar is chronological events when it comes to different parashios in the Torah. But that's probably not what the Marsha is probably just using a borrowed phrase over here when he says ein muktam u'uchar. We're not describing, it's not about the chronological event. It's just saying what the Marsha is saying is not that there's a lack of chronology. It's just that even if it all happened at the same time, something has to be mentioned first. So it's not that it happened in a different order and the Torah is changing the order, that where you say in Muktam Mukhar, it's that it might have all happened at the same time and the Torah is changing the order. Okay, so Vaiter in the Gemara, so three lines from the end of the page. Everyone then put on their own heads. So Nasiva Bezin Nami Nishkalu Inhu Vininchu Beroshayu. Why don't the Nasi and Avbezin put on their own heads also? Everybody else puts the ashes on their own head. So Maishal Shakalin Shakrini Manathu. Why is it that somebody else puts it on their head? That you can't compare the Agmas Nefesh when someone is embarrassed by himself versus someone who's being mispayish from someone else. As Rashi writes on the top, Tiika Agmas Nefesh Tfei, that when you're mispayish me'acherim, there's a greater sense of Agmas Nefesh. Umishum chashivusam hey mispayish me'acherim. Avul shar b'nei adam d'lo chashivi lo mispayishi b'nesinus acherim v'sagul b'nesinus atzman. That when you're dealing with a very chashiva person, there's a greater sense of Agmas Nefesh and a greater sense of busha when someone else puts the ashes on the head. So it's going to be ma'orer, a more sincere kind of tefillah. Whereas when it's someone who's not chashiv anyway, so he might as well put on his own head because it doesn't put other people putting on his head that is not ma'orer any sense of Agmas Nefesh. I think the minhag by chasson is that other people put on the chasson's head. Usually Misad Kiddushin puts on a chasson's head because maybe chasson is considered he's Dama Lamelech, he's considered a chashiv person on the day of his wedding, and therefore they have someone else put on his head. Ruchov Teva V'sakim Efer Kvura Umaria Simen. So this is a simen for all of the halachos that we're going to discuss relating to the details of tefillah on these seven fast days. So first of all, Lama Yotzen L'Ruchov. Why did they go out into the Ruchov? That was the first word of the simen, was Ruchov. Why did they go out to the town square to do these tefillos? Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba Omar Lomer Za'aknu B'tzina V'lona Enenu Nivza Atzmeinu B'farhesya. That we already tried crying out B'tzina and we were not answered, so let's go and we'll be mevaza ourselves to cry out in public. Reish Lakish Amar Galinu Galusenu Mechaperes Aleinu. That look, we're in Galus now. We exiled ourselves from our shuls and we're now davening out in public. So let the Galus be mechaper for us. May benai, what's enough kamina, whether it's a din in Galus or whether it's a din of being out befarhesia? Ik benai the Galim beknishta the beknishta. Now, kamina would be, can they go from one shul to a different shul? So it's not out in the open, it's not out in public, but it is a Galus because they're no longer in the place where they where they were. Now the idea of let's be mevaza ourselves befarhesia is the Orach Mesharim explains is because they're coming to do Tshuvas HaMishkal. So Keneged the Averos that they did Bitzina and they cried out Bitzina, so they're going to cry, they would cry out Bitzina. Keneged that which they're those Averos that they did befarhesia and being Mechal Shem Shemayim befarhesia, so now they have to cry out befarhesia. So they need every form of Tefillah in order to do the Tshuvas HaMishkal for every different form of Avera that they had done. In the Sefer Lishma Bilimudim, he writes that the Averos stem from either Gaiva or Taiva, right? All Averos come from either a sense of Gaiva Saruach or Taiva Sachomer. So now they're coming to be Misakin, both causes of the Averos. Keneged Gaiva, they're Mevaza themselves, and Keneged Taiva, they go into Galus, because Galus takes away a person's Taiva. So when a person gets very comfortable, so his Taivos are, it's Ma'orer Taivos, but if he feels out of place, so that dulls his Taivos somewhat. Second issue, why do they have to bring the Aron out to the Rechov HaShalir? That's the second word of the Simon, was Teva. So why do they have to bring that out? That we had a Klit we had this private Kli, and now it's been Nisbaza, it's been publicly desecrated. desecrated by being brought out in this public area. So the idea is that the Aron Kodesh represents a certain sense of tznius, and now they don't. It was nisbaza. In general, kedusha and tznius are very closely connected to each other. That which is more kadosh is more tznua. So we always call the aron kodesh a kli tznua, just like the aron in the Beis Hamikdash was something nobody ever saw. It was in the most tznua place, because the most kodesh place is always the most tznua place. That's why there's a practice. Rav Shechter explains in Sefer Eretz HaTzvi that however people dress out in the street, there's a practice to be more tznua when they come into a Beis HaKnesses. Used to be a minig in America before in a tkufa where a lot of Orthodox women didn't cover their hair, that when they come into shul they cover their hair. That when they come into shul something goes on the head. When they come into shul, women didn't wear stockings. When they come to shul, they wear stockings. That there's something about tznius bedafka in a shul. That there's an added element of tznius that we have in a shul because it's a makom of kedusha. So whenever there's a makom of kedusha, you're always going to have this additional element of tznius. So that's what they're trying to say, that we had this kli tznua and it was nisbaza in public. So laman mischazim pesakin. Why would they use sackcloth? Why dafka sackcloth, which is made of goat hair, and that's the third letter of the simon was sakim. So amar b'chibarab lomar hareinu chashuvim kebehema. It's their way of saying that we're like a behema. The rishonim say the rishonim raised the question: how could the gemara ask minolan when it doesn't say this din in the mishnah of Levisha Sak and going out Lebeis HaKvaros also? It doesn't say anything about these dinim in the Mishnah. So some of the Rishonim suggest, but since they were knowing this way and it was a well-known minhag, so the Gemara could ask Minolan, even though it's not asking on a din that's in the Mishnah. Others say that it is Ramos in the Mishnah because it says the Musa that the Zakin tells them is that it doesn't say Ban Sheinin Vei that Hashem Elokim that Ra Elokim Esakom. Rather, it says that Hashem saw that they did tshuva from their Ma'asim. So what do you mean that doesn't say that Hashem saw their sack? Apparently, what he's telling them is, even though you're all wearing sackcloth, that's not the ikr. The ikr is the tshuva that you're going to do. But they were all wearing sackcloth. So that's what the Gemara is asking. Why was there such a minhag that they all wore sackcloth? And the answer is because we're saying that it's their way of expressing that they're chashuv kebehema. V'lomenos nefer mikla al gabei teva. Why would they put ashes on top of the Aron? So I'm Rabbi Ben Pazi, Kalomar Imo Nochi Betzaret. It's a way of saying that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with us in the Tzaret together. Reish Lakish Amar B'chol Tzarasam Lo Tzar. That in all the Tzaret, the Klal Yisrael Hashem is also Betzar. I'm Rabbi Zerim, Reish Ki Avachazinu L'Rabban D'Yavi Yefer Mikla Al-Gabe Teva Mizdazili Kuli Gufa'i. He says, well, the first time I ever saw this, that the Rabban put ashes on top of the Aron Kodesh, he said, it shook me up. My whole body was shaking. If you look at Tosel Sefer Mikla Pirush also Sefer Av Midavar Nisrof Me'atzmos Adam Kedei Liskar Kedas Yitzchak Dil Molish Loya Ba El Kedei Lomar Sharei Anu Lefanecha Ke'efer Kamoke Mahani Offer Stam Vayinu Pirush Yikubinayu Offer Stam, which we'll get to the Offer Stam in a moment. But Tosel again highlights what we saw already in the bottom Tosel and Tezvav and Beis that we saw yesterday, that it's Efer from Atzmos Adam, that these ashes were ashes from a human being, which again is hard to imagine that that's what they would do. And the Rabbi Yaakov Emden and others say Tosus can't possibly mean that literally, that they would took. In fact, he suggests that maybe it's a typo, maybe it says Efer Aleph, and Aleph really meant Efer Ayil as a Zeichet HaKedas Yitzchak, or maybe it just means Efer of an Etzem Echad, of a particular bone, but it's hard to imagine that it was actually Efer of a human being. The Rambam writes in the fourth parak of Hilchos Tainios, Kedei Lahagdil Es Bechiyo Lachnia Libam, that why is it that they put ashes on top of the Aron Kodesh in order to cause people to cry and to humble them? So Asema says that the makor is from what it says in the name of Rabbi Zeira, that Mizdazi Kuli Gufa'i, that how does Rambam know that it's going to cause people to cry? Because look at what Rabbi Zeira's reaction was, and that is the appropriate reaction, that it should totally shake a person up. Some explain in the Shitas HaRambam, the Sefer Tila Leona explains in the Shitas HaRambam that Imo Nochi B'Tzara is to understand that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is together with us in the Sarah. So so that will cause us to be marbe b'tfila. That's the makar of the Rambam, that it says imo anochi b'tzara, that if there's anything that's going to cause us to be marbe b'tfila, it's going to be realizing that our Kodesh Baruch Hu is with us in Sarah. Like the Nefesh HaChaim writes in Shar Beis, that he asks the question, how could it be shaykh to be mevakish, our Kodesh Baruch Hu will take away its Sarah in a machala? Obviously it's something that's good for us, just like a choli aguf, that the doctor gives you medicine, and the medicine doesn't taste good, and the medicine doesn't seem like it's something that's healthy for you, but it's healthy for you. But the reason we're able to be mevakish is because of the tzar shalamayla. It's the tzar of the ribono shalolam. That's what Gemara in Sanhedrin says in Daf Mem Vav. Bizman shalom b'tzar shchina mal loshon omeres kal nimiroshi. That the shchina laments what's happening to itself when we're b'tzar. So when we daven, we're not davening for what's happening to us, because what's happening to us is it must be best for us. Otherwise, the Kodesh Baruch Hu wouldn't be doing it for us. It's mechaper for us. But we're davening because of the tzar of the shchina that goes and goes. What's the most lofty of all tefillah? Yehi Shmei Rabba Mevarach is this most lofty tefillah. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, why are my children in Gullus? That's all about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The whole Kaddish, which is this great Darvish of Kedusha, is all about davening for the Gullus HaShchina. It's all about davening for the Shem Hashem. V'lominos ne'efer b'rosh kalecha ve'echad. And then the Gemara asks about the fifth word in the Simen, which was Efer again. Why is it that everybody puts ashes on their heads? Want to say that we are like ashes, to remember the Efer of Yitzchak. My benayu, Iker benayu, Afer Stam. The nafkamina would be to whether Afer Stam would work as well. So that's where I should have read that Tosfos before. That if it's Kareyanu Lefanecha Ke'efer, so there's no difference in saying we're like ashes versus we're like dirt. Afer would also work if it's Kareyanu Lefanecha Ke'efer. But if it's to remember the ashes of Akedas Yitzchak, then it's got to be ash rather than just dirt. Lama Yotzin Lebeis HaKvaros, and why would they go out Dafka to a Beis HaKvaros? And this is the sixth word in that simen that we had at the beginning. We said Kvura. Why did they go out to a Beis HaKvaros? Pligim Rabbi Levi Barcham Rabbi Chanina. Chalam Arenu Chashuv Lefnecha Kmesim. One says that it's to express that we're Chashuv and Kmesim. We're considered like dead people. V'chadam K'deish Yevakshu Alenu Mesim Rachamim. That no, we're appealing to the dead people that they should daven for us. My benayu, Iker benayu, Kivrei Akum. The nafkamina would be Kivrei Akum, that it's okay to say that we are Chashuvim Kamesim in the context of Kivrei Akum, but that we wouldn't appeal to the Akum, to the Mesei Akum, to be davening for us. So that's why it says that's the nafkamina between those two. Now the Ritva writes that it's a davar pashut, that going out to the Beis HaKvaros is not to daven there, because he's not allowed to daven in Beis HaKvaros, because it's a violation of Loig L'Rush to be davening in Beis HaKvaros, right? The when we go to Beis HaKvaros, we tuck our tzitzis in, because it's Loig L'Rush to be doing mitzvos in front of those who can no longer do mitzvos. So Kol Shekein shouldn't be allowed to daven in Kivrei Goyim. The tefillah is going to be in the Rechov, like the Mishnah had said. Going out to the Beis HaKvaros is after they daven. That's just to humble themselves a little bit further, or so that the Mesim should be Mevakesh Rachamim on them. Now there is a machlokas Rishonim when we say Harenu Chashuvim Kemesim. What exactly is the context of that? What does that mean? The Torah writes that they go to the Beis HaKvaros to be Meschanin, that if a Kodesh Baruch Hu is not going to be Merachim on them, then they'll be like Mesim. Not that we are like Mesim, but that it's our life is not worth living if you're not going to be Merachim on us. The Rambam in Hilchos Taniyos Perek Dalet in the Shulchan Aruch sounds like that the Amira of Harenu Chashuvim Kemesim is not a tefillah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a hisorus for the people, that if they don't change their ways and they don't do tshuva, they might as well be dead. We're not saying to Hashem, if you don't have rachmanus on us, then our life isn't worth living. We're telling all the people, if you don't do tshuva, then what are you here for? You're here to serve the Ribbono Shel Olam. Everything you have is to serve the Ribbono Shel Olam. So it's chashuvim kemesim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you life in order to serve Him. I was just listening last night to the question and answer session they had with Rav Lapiansky at the Aguda convention. So that with Rav Lapiansky and Rabbi Elephant, very interesting. So one of the issues they were discussing was whether people should do over the top simchas, and you know, for someone who's very wealthy, so they're already giving their fair share of tzedakah, they're already doing what they're supposed to be doing. So does that entitle a person to do whatever else they want? You know, to live an over the top lifestyle. So Rav Lapiansky made the simple point. He said, I understand. If let's say you know, the average lifespan, let's say is 80 years. So do you say, okay, so a person lives 80 years and he's shomer Torah mitzvah, so he did his 80 years of living properly. So whatever extra he lives beyond that, that's extra. So let him do whatever he wants with that. He says, no, everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you, you're supposed to use toward Avodas Hashem. So anything that runs counter to Avodas Hashem, you're not supposed to do. Every ounce of energy HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you, every ounce of talent HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you, every day on this earth HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you, and every dollar that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you, you're supposed to use for a sense of Avodas Hashem. So anything that's not for Avodas Hashem is a misuse of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving you. So that's how the Rambam understands Hilchos Tanyos, that we're telling the people that if you're not going to do tshuva, then what are you here for? The whole point is to be able to serve the Ribbono Shel Olam. My Hara Moriah, then the next point, what is Hara Moriah? Why is it called Hara Moriah? So Pligibar Rab Levi Bar Chama of Rabbi Chanina. Chara Mar Har Sheyotzi Melu Hora'a Li Yisrael. That it's called Hara Moriah because Hora'a comes from there. V'chada Mar Har Sheyotzi Melu Morel of the Chavim. That it's from there that the of the Chavim have what to be fearful of Klal Yisrael. That's a very nice question, my Hara Moriah. What in the world does it have to do with anything we're talking about? Hara Moriah does not play any role in our whole discussion, in our Mishnah, of what they did on the fast days. So Rashi points out, that since we've been discussing machlokes in between these two Amorim, Rabbi Levi and Rabbi Levi Bar Chama and Rabbi Chanina, so we mentioned this machlokes between the same two Amorim. But in a chinami, it doesn't really fit into our Gemara. So that's why it says, my Hara Moriah, the Avram Karel Lamakam Hakeda, Har Yeraek Sivil Eretz HaMoriah. So that's what it's saying. So what does it mean that Misham Sheyatzimenu Hara Al Yisrael? I would have thought Har Sinai is where Hara came out to Klal Yisrael, that the teaching of Torah and Pesach Halacha came to Klal Yisrael. But no, that's where the Sanhedrin sat, Belishchas HaGazus and Har Moriah. So that's Taka where Hara comes out in a very practical sense to Klal Yisrael. Hazakin Shemen Omer Lufnem Divrei Kavushin. Then the Zakin among them is supposed to say Divrei Kavushin. So Tanu Rabbanim, Yesh Zakin Omer Zakin. If they happen to have a Zakin on staff, wonderful, let the Zakin be the one to say it. Vim Lav Omer Chacham. If there's no Zakin available, then let a Chacham say it. Vim Lav Omer Adam Shal Tzura. And if there's no Chacham either, then at least have someone who looks impressive. Atu Zakin Tekamri Avagav Lav Chacham. Wait a second. The Zakin that we're talking about is someone who is not a Chacham. Omer Abai Hachikamer. Im Yesh Zakin Vuhu Chacham. Omer Zakin Vuhu Chacham. If there's a Zakin who is also a Chacham, so let the Zakin who is a Chacham say it. Vim Lav Omer Chacham. And if there's no Zakin who is also a Chacham, let a regular Chacham who's not a Zakin say it. Vim Lav. And if there's no Chacham, Omer Adam Shel Tzura. Then let an Adam Shel Tzura say it. And what he says is, Achenu Lo Sak V'Taynis Garmim El Tshuva Meisim Tovim Garmim. That what's going to ultimately answer our tefillos is not the sackcloth, it's not the fast, it's the Tshuva and the Meisim Tovim. Shekin Matzina Manchein In Veshalon Emer Be'Mer Yalukim Es Sakam Es Tanisam. It doesn't say that Hashem saw the sackcloth and the fasting of the Anshei Ninveh, Elevei Elokim Es Ma'aseim Ki Shavu Midarkam Ara, but it's that Hashem saw that they had done tshuva. Ve'ischasu Sakam Adam Va'Behema. So it says they wore sackcloth, the people and the animals. Mayu Avavdi. What did they do to the animals that they that involved? The animals weren't wearing sackcloth. What exactly does it mean that animals were involved in the process? So Asra Behemus L'chud Ve'Savlados L'chud. What they would do is they would tie up the animals on one side and they would tie up the vlados of those animals, the offspring of those animals, on another side, and Omer Lefanav, Ribbono Shel Olam, may not to Merachim Aleinu, and not to Merachim Aleilu. That Ribbono Shel Olam, if you're not going to be Merachim on us, we're not going to be Merachim on your creatures, on these animals, because it was causing the animals tsar that they're tying the mothers apart from the children. So Verachim Ovel Kol Ma'asav, right? That Kodesh Baruch Hu has Rachmanus on all of his creatures, and we're saying that Kodesh Baruch Hu, we're also your creatures, so you should have Rachmanus on us. So that's what the Achronim explained, that we do this act of Akiras Rachamim, of not having Rachamim, to be Ma'orer the Rachamim the Rachmei Shemayim. The Ben Yoyada writes that it's more than that. It's that behemos are created in order to serve men. So if you're not going to be merachim on us, then there's no need to have rachmanos on behemos either. I mean, the whole purpose of the behemos, everything else in creation is there purely to serve men. So v'yikra l'kim b'chazaka, my amur. What did they say when they called out to Hashem b'chazaka? Amur l'fanav, ribono shalom, olav v'sheino olav, tzadik v'rasha, minitchem b'nei mi. If you have someone who's downtrodden and someone who's not downtrodden, you have a tzaddik in Russia, who's going to be mevater to who? Meaning, obviously, it's always going to be It's always going to be the tzaddik that will step out of the way for the Russia. Will be mevater for the Russia. So we're saying, Ribbono Shel Olam, you should be mevater for us. Furthermore, the pasuk says that the Melech told them, Vayeshuvu ish midarko ra minachamas asher b'chapeihem. So my minachamas asher b'chapeihem. What is it? Already says midarko maras. So obviously, chamas is included. So Amr Shmuel says it comes to tell us that they have to return whatever they stole, no matter what. Even if they stole a beam and they've already built it into a building somewhere, they have to take apart the whole building and return it. Normally we have a din called Takanas Marish, that we have a din that we don't have to do such things, that we only have to pay back the money once it's already built into a building. We don't have to pull apart the whole building to return the beam, but that's the extra level of tshuva that was required of them. So since we see that Anshe Nineveh did a complete tshuva by returning every stolen item, even that which was already built into a building, and they didn't just do vidoy and didn't just have charata. So the Gemara discusses this matter a little bit further. If a person has stolen, let's say, umisvada, and he says vidoy, they ain't no chozerba, but he doesn't return the thing that he stole. You know what that's like? It's like a person holding a sheretz in his hand. He can dip in all the holiest mikvahs in the world. He can go to the Ari mikvah 1,000 times. But if he's holding a sheretz in his hand, they'll also load tevila. The tevila doesn't help. But the second he throws it out of his hand, then when he's tovel in 40 sa'a, the tefillah is going to work. So too tshuva. Tshuva only works when you leave the sheretz, when you leave the aveira. But if you're hanging on to the aveira, then tshuva is not going to work. Shemar umodeva ozev yirucham, that if a person is misvaden, he's mischaret almanas to abandon the chait, then he's yirucham. If he's ozev, he abandons the chait, then he's yirucham. Ve'omer, and the pasuk says, nisal venol kapayim el bashamayim, that aside from tshuva, we need that our hands should be clean of any of the kapayim, that the hands should be clean of any sense of aveira. So the Mishnah had said that after the zakein says his divrei kavushin, then amdu b'tfila and marid l'vneteva zakein v'ragil, we said, and then they start davening, and they're very selective of who they choose to be the shaliach tzibur. So the Brisa goes through the details of who is qualified to be a shaliach tzibur. Tan rabban shaliach tzibur on a fast day. Tan rabban amdu b'tfila. Even if there's a person who's a zakin v'chacham, it's got to be a person who knows the psukim of the tefillah. Rabbi Yudah Amar Metupal, he has to have young children, ve'enlo, and not enough money to support the children, so he has a sense of desperation. V'yeshlo yegia basada, and he works hard in the field, and but dafka, that's where his work is. It's in the field where he's got a daven for rain, so therefore he realizes that he's much more dependent directly on the Ribbono Shel Olam, u'beis orekam, and that he doesn't have anything at home. Upir, or his house is empty. We'll get back to that. Upirko na'e, and he davens nicely. He has a nice voice. V'shafel berech, and he's an anav. Umrutza la'am, and people like him. V'yeshlo ni'ima, and he pulls at the heartstrings in his tefillah. V'kalo arev, and he has a nice voice. Ubaki likros b'tor b'nevim uksuvim, and he also has to be a baki in Torah b'nevim uksuvim to know those psukim very well, because they come up all over tefillah. V'lishlos b'medesh v'alachs v'agados, and he knows how to learn. Ubaki b'kalo brachos kulon, and he has to be a baki in all of brachos. So if you could find such a guy, that would be the guy to lead the tefillah on a tainus. So yavabe rabbanan einayu b'rabbi Yisuk Barami. So all the rabbanan look at Rabbi Yisuk Barami. They say, oh, that's the one who's right to be a shliach tzibur. Meaning that even in the times of the Amoraim, there weren't too many that were like that, but they looked at Rabbi Yisuk Barami. He fits all of those qualifications. So the Braisa tells us among the milus of a shliach tzibur is that he has to have children but no money to feed them. And on top of that, we said that he has to have beso rekam. Well, hainu metubleveno, hainu beso rekam. Aren't those two the same thing? That his house is empty doesn't mean that he doesn't have money. So Rav Chis says that should beso rekam in avera. No, beso rekam means that he has no averos going on in his household. Upirko na'a, what does pirko na'a mean? Amar Rabbi Yezesh shelo yatzah olav shem Rabbi Alduso. Pirko na'a doesn't mean that he has a nice voice. Whereas pirko na'a means that he has no bad rumors going around about him from his youth, from when he was younger. So there's no shame ra about him. The Gemara brings a drasha as far as the Shliach Tzibur, who's an inappropriate Shliach Tzibur, and Darshan's a pasuk in Yirmiyahu that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is upset about such things. Ha'isli nachlasi ka'arye v'yar nasan alai b'kola al-kein sinei siha. May nasan alai b'kola amar zutra bartovia amarav va'amri la amarabi lazar ze Shliach Tzibur she'eno hagun. That's reference to Shliach Tzibur who's a Russia hayori lufnei ateva that goes to Davin for an amud. So that's what Kodesh Baruch Hu is saying, Nasalai Bakula, that Yisrael is appointing, Klal Yisrael is appointing a Shliach Tzibur who only has a nice voice, even though he's a Russian, he doesn't have all the other milos that you're supposed to have, of Pirkona and Shval Berech and all these other things. And that's going to cause sin because Kodesh Baruch Hu doesn't like a Russia. The Russia is the lowest madrega, so the nice voice is not the first qualification to look for in a Shliach Tzibur. So the Gemara goes back to the Tfilos of Atainis, Vomer Lefneim Esfimar Ba Brachos. So in Tfilos of Atainis, you say 24 Brachos. The 18 you have every day, and then an additional 6. So ani sheish sheva havyon. But then the Mishnah went on to count 7 extra brachos. Kiditnan ala shviyizu omer baruch merachem el aretz. We said on the 7th one, you say baruch merachem el aretz. Makes it sound like there is a 7th one. So Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak explains, my shviyis shviyis la aruka. Shvius means a 7th long bracha, because the bracha of Goel Yisrael is also elongated. So aside from the 6 new brachas that they would add, they would also be marich the bracha of Goel Yisrael with Divrei Tachnunim before the Chasimas HaBracha, and they would say the Misha'ana. So that's why it's there is a 7th in the Mishnah. It's not 7 new brachas, it's one regular bracha that's made longer, and then 6 new brachas. So Gemara brings a brisa that says this explicitly. Kitetanya, b'Goel Yisrael marich, b'chosamu Omer, that you elongate Goel Yisrael, and in the Chasimus of Brach you say Mishana Savram Bar Mario Yalas Chemish from Kol Tzarkas Kol Yemazeh Baruch Goel Yisrael Baruch Ata Hashem, it should be Goel Yisrael. The Heinon Rach Rav Amen, and the answer Amen afterwards. V'Chazna Knesses Omer Lehem, and the Shamish says to the Kohanim Tiku Bnei Aaron Tiku, that they should blow a shofar, and they blow, they do Tzkiya Tshuva Tzkiya. Then the Shliach Tzibur begins the second bracha, the first additional bracha, which is the bracha of Zichronos V'Chozu V'Yomer, and then at the end, the conclusion of that bracha, he says, Misha and Savasenu El Yamsu Fuyan Eschem Yishmak Bechol Tzahakaskam Yamazah Baruch Zohar Nishkachos, really Baruch Ata Hashem Zohar Nishkachos, Veinu Nachrav Amen, and the answer Amen, V'chazan HaKnesses Omer Lehem Hariyu Bnei Aaron Hariyu, and the Chazan HaKnesses gives the instruction to the Kohanim that they should blow a Trua Tkia Trua V'chein Bechol Bracha U'Bracha Ba'achas Omer Tiku Ba'achas Omer Hariyu, and they alternate with each bracha. One he says Tiku to blow Tkia Trua Tkia, and the other he says Hariyu to emphasize the Trua. When do we say that the Tzibur answers Amen on the brachos of Shliach Tzibur? That's only outside of the Beis HaMikdash. Of the Mikdash, ain't okay. In the Beis HaMikdash, they didn't answer Amen. Lefi she'ein onin Amen b'Mikdash. You don't answer Amen to Tfilos in the Beis HaMikdash. That's by other brachos, Shittim Gwetzes writes, you probably do. But by Tfilos specifically, we don't answer Amen to Tfilos in the Beis HaMikdash. Minayin she'ein onin Amen b'Mikdash. How do I know that you don't answer Amen to Tfilos in the Mikdash? Shenemar, because the pasuk says by the tefillah of Ezra and by Yesheni, Kumu Baruchu Es Hashem Elokeichem Mina Olam Ada Olam Vivarchu Shem Kvodecha. Meaning they answer Baruch Shem for Malchuliyon. Then Umrom Malchul Brachu Tihila. So Yachal Al Kol Brachus Kula Notei Elatila Achas. You might think that for all brachos there's only one Tihila. That only when they finish all of the brachos, then there's one big Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuso at the end of all of the brachos, because it says the lashon of Tihila, the lashon Yachid. So Tamal. That's why it says Umromam al kol bracha utila. That al kol bracha tein lotila. For each bracha, you give that tehila, not amen. Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuso Leolam. Then at the end of each bracha in the mikdash. So the Brisa explains what we said before. That in the mikdash there was a different nusach. Fell b'mikdash ma'u omer. So on a tefillas atayinus, what did they say in the mikdash at the end of the bracha of Gal Yisrael after they added the psukim of tachnunim, and they would say Mishan es Avram, etc. So they would say Baruch Hashem Elokim Elokei Yisrael mina olam v'yada olam. Baruch Goel Yisrael, and then Vehein, the Kehila, Onin Achrov would answer, Baruch Shem Goel Machsol Yom Ve'ed. The Chazan HaKnesses Omer Lehem, and then the Chazan HaKnesses would turn to the Kohanim and he would say, Tiku, Akohen ben Aaron Tiku, he would give them an instruction to blow Tkia, and before there would be Tokea, the Choser, the Shabbos would go back on the and repeat the end of the bracha of Omer Mishan Esavram Baharim Maria Hu Yane Eschem Yishma Bekol Tzakaschem Hayom Azeh, and then the Kohanim would blow their Tkia through a Tkia. So then the Shliach Tzibur would continue with the second bracha, which is the bracha of Zichronos, and he would say Mishan Esavaseinu Al Yamsuf V'chulei, and he would conclude the bracha Baruch Hashem Elokei Yisrael again Min Olam Ve'ad Olam, and he would conclude Baruch Zocher Hanishkachos. And then everyone would respond, Baruch Shem Kol Machzal Yom Ved. Then V'chazan HaKnes Zomer Lehem, the Chazan HaKnes would instruct the Kohanim, Hariyu HaKohanim Bnei Aaron Hariyu. And then he would say again, Mishan Es Avaseinu, he would say that again, and then the Kohanim would blow their Trua Tkia Trua, and then V'chein B'chol Bracha U'Bracha. This was how they did by each and every Bracha. There was this whole back and forth with the Chazan HaKnes is giving instructions to the Kohanim, repeating the end of the Bracha, and then the Kohanim actually blowing the shofar one way or the other. So Bach Somer Tiku, Bach Somer Ariyu, Atcha Gomer is Kulan. He would alternate between saying Tiku, which would be a Tkia Trua Tkia, versus Ariyu, which would be a Trua Tkia Trua, and they would alternate that way until they finished all of the additional brachos. The Kach, Hineg Rabbi Chalafta Bitzipori. And this minute that they would have in the Mikdash, in the base of Mikdash, that they wouldn't answer Amen, but they would say Baruch Shem Kol Machzal Yom Ved. Instead, Rabbi Chalafta did that in Tzipori as well. For Rabbi Chanan Ben Tradion Bisichni. And Rabbi Chanan Ben Tradion implemented such a minhag in Sichni as well. When the matter came to the Chachamim to see what they thought about this, so the minhag is really only to do this in Shari Mizrach and Arabayis. You're not supposed to do this everywhere else. The Ista Amri, some bring a different price, that it's a mefurish, that aside from the six brachas that they added, that they were ma'arich and goel Yisrael. That's why we started this whole brisa, to show that that even though we have seven additional add-ons in the Mishnah, there are really only six new brachos, and one of them is just an elongated goel Yisrael. So the Ista Amri, some have another brisa. Kitetanya, the brisa tells us that the Shliach Tzibur would be Omer Lefnayan Esim Barba brachos. He would say 24 brachos. Shmona Esrei Shebechol Yom. He'd have his regular Shmona Esrei, and then Umosav Aleihen Ot Sheish. He would add another six brachos onto the Shmona Esrei. Vosan Sheish Heichan Omran Ben Goel LeRofe Cholei. That those six would be added in between the bracha of Goel Yisrael and Rofe Cholei Amo Yisrael. And aside from those six brachos, Umarich Begula, the bracha of Goel Yisrael was elongated. Veinon Nachrav Amein Al Kol Bracha U'Bracha. They would answer Amein to each and every bracha. V'Kach Hayunogin Begvulin. And that was the practice in the Gvulin. Avol B'Mikdash Hayomrim. But in the base of Mikdash, they would say Baruch Hashem Elokei Yisrael Min Ha'Olam Yad Ha'Olam Baruch Goel Yisrael. V'Lo Yon Nachrav Amein. And they would not answer Amein in the Mikdash. V'Kol Kach Lama. Why would they be Maruch so much? L'Fishein Onin Amein B'Mikdash. Because you don't answer Amein in the base of Mikdash. What do you mean you don't answer Amein in the Mikdash? Minayin Sheinon Amein B'Mikdash. Who says you don't answer Amein in the Mikdash? Shenemar Kumu Baruch Hashem Elokeichem Min Ha'Olam Yad Ha'Olam V'Baruch Hashem Kvodecha Umrom Mal Kol Bracha Tehila. So the Chum Darshan Al Kol Bracha Bracha Tein Lo Tehila. That for each and every bracha, you don't just say Amein, which means like truth, yeah, that we acknowledge it. No, you have to say a new tehila for each and every bracha. So that requires saying Baruch Shem Kavod Malchuso Li'Olam Ve'ed, which is a separate tehila for each and every bracha, separate praise of the Ribbono Shel Olam for each and every bracha that is recited. Tanu Rabbanan Ala Rishonos, on the initial additions that they would add in Goel Yisrael, Hu Omer, when you're being chosim the bracha, you would say Baruch Hashem Elokei Yisrael Min Olam Vado Olam Baruch Goel Yisrael. And they would respond, Baruch Shem Kol Machzal Yom Ved. The Chazan HaKnesses Omer, and the Chazan HaKnesses would then instruct, Tiku Kvalim Tiku, the Chozer V'Omer, and then the Shamash would go back and say, Mishan Es Avram Baram Ria, Uyan Eschem Yishma B'Kol Tzakaskam Hayom Hazeh, that just like Hashem answered Avram Avinu Baram Ria, he should also answer our cries and our tefillos, and then the Kvalim would be Tokeya, and V'Al HaShniyah, when it comes to the second bracha, which is the bracha of Zichronos, who Omer, when he's being Chosim, the bracha, he says, Baruch Hashem Elokei Yisrael Min Olam Vado Olam Baruch Zokar Nishkachos Veinon Machra Baruch Shem Kol Machzal Yom Ved V'Chazan HaKnes Omer Hariyu Bnei Aaron Hariyu V'Omer Mishan Es Avaseinu Al Yamsuf Hu Yane Eschem V'Yishma B'Kol Tzakaskam Yom Hazeh. And then he would again say the phrase that the same Hashem who answered us at the Yamsuf should answer all of our tefillos on this day. V'Marin V'Tokin Marin They'd blow Trua Tzkiya Trua V'Chein B'Chol Brachu Bracha Bach Zomer Tiku Bach Zomer Riyu. This shouldn't be new to us. We've seen already two different Mishnah that said exactly the same thing, that they would alternate back and forth between Tkiah Trua Tkiah and Trua Tkiah Trua, but with the same Seder, Ad Shiyigmar Sabrachas Kula, until they finish the entire series of Brachos. V'kach Hinig, Rabbi Chalafta Pitzipori, and Rabbi Chalafta implemented this minag in Tzipori, Rabbi Chananya ben Tradion b'Sichni, and Rabbi Chananya ben Tradion implemented this minhag in Sichni. Ukshabad davreitz al chacham, and when the matter came to the chacham, amru lo yinogin kein al b'shari mizrach v'arabayis, and that wasn't our practice. We would only do this in shari mizrach and arabayis. Rabbi Yudah amar lo yitzarach lomer zechronos. Then Rabbi Yudah disagreed, and he said, no, there's no bracha of zechronos and shofros. They would say other psukim that speak about famine and a lack of rain. So amar Rabbi Yudah demin yafa, my time with Rabbi Yudah. Why is it that Rabbi Yudah is against the idea of mentioning Zechronos and Shofros on a fast day? So he says, "V'she'enom Zechronos v'Shofros ela b'Rosh Hashanah." Zechronos and Shofros are brachos that are reserved for Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah Tezayinim and Aleph says that they are imru l'fanay b'Rosh Hashanah malchios Zechronos and Shofros malchios k'deisham tamlichuni aleichem Zechronik k'deishayal Zechronechem l'tova ubameh b'Shofros. So that's a dafka Rosh Hashanah dekeinyan ubiyovlos, and also on Yom Kippur of Yovel, Rosh Hashanah Daf Chavav, we said that Shava Yovel Rosh Hashanah for Tkia and for Brachos. So whatever Brachos we add in on Rosh Hashanah, they make sense for Yovel as well. So that's what it's reserved for, and Ubishas Mulchama, and also for Ashas Mulchama. Why? Because the Pasuk says in Bamidbar Parak Yud, Michisavo Mulchama Baratzchem, Alatzara Tzoraschem, Mary Osam Chatzosos, Niskartem, Vneshem Elkechem, Nashatem Erevechem. It talks about blowing Chatzotros, and it talks about Zechira. So that's why you can have Zechronos in that context as well. But outside of those contexts, it doesn't make sense to have Shofros and to have Zechronos, and therefore we have other brachos, but we don't have brachos of Zechronos and Shofros. Okay, we'll stop there, and B'ezras Hashem will pick up at the top of Yud Zayin Amud Aleph tomorrow. Everyone should have a great day. Sorry to the Zoomers about all the technical difficulties today.
Have a nice one.
You too.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Bye-bye. Okay.